morning, everyone. I come from North Carolina State University, working in the crop science department. Today, I will show you some research of our optimization to the residential lawn irrigation under water usage restrictions. Everyone should have known that recently the global issues is we are in under the water shortage because the urban population have been grows very quickly. So the urban water manager is very concerned about short-term or long-term water balance on their daily, on their yearly management. And it's also very important for the home loan owner. They want to keep their turf quality but cut down their water bills. So the quickly growing urban population in our southeast area and the variable climates and plus several drought year in very recent years give us very great pressure on water usage. And the water manager of the city have to apply some restrictions on water usage, which may adversely affect homeowner and business. Actually, this kind of irrigation restrictions, we have found a lot of water waste in the outdoor irrigation. So we are going to apply some historical climate data in our model and maybe climate forecast. And because we think it's useful to estimate past year's water usage and compare to the records and see how much we can save, then we are going to apply the model on our future water management and or on every home loan owner to plan their own irrigation. In our model, we consider turf quality index from 1 to 9. Well, here, 1 represents very poor quality or dormancy, but 9 represent pretty green and almost very ideal condition. The turf quality actually is a mixture of several factors like uniformity, density, texture, the growth habit, smoothness, and color. Our goal is to identify the strategies to reduce irrigation demand while maintaining the accessible turf grass health. Our first objective is to develop a model to effectively quantify the turf quality during the period of drought or end the period of recovery. And we are going to later simulate alternative irrigation strategies under different level of restrictions. Like in different city have restrictions 1 day or 2 day or 3 days irrigation per week. And we are going to finally determine the irrigation strategy that maintains acceptable turf quality but use minimum amount of water. So we can first look at the very primitive model we used. We used the agricultural reference index for drought, which we short for short is arid. And in this model, when we apply any irrigation and rainfall coming to the system, then the part of it will flow away as a runoff, and the profile is top is the turf grass and base is the soil profile. And the water entering into the soil profile partly will be evaporated and partly will flow away as a drainage. So the arid model consider two parameters. One is reference ET another is soil available water. But we find out we need to extend that to reflect actual turf quality. Then we expand evapotranspiration to first the maximum turf evapotranspiration, and second is soil water restricted evapotranspiration. The third is turf evapotranspiration, which is actually used every day. Then use above three evapotranspirations, we are going to calculate the turf quality. When the reference transpiration, evapotranspiration is less than 4.5 millimeter, turf quality is reduced due to low ET. Because in this research, we use warm season grass, then it requires high ET to make growth. And if the soil available water less than 50% of the total soil available water, then the turf quality will decrease. If the soil available water greater than 50% of total soil available water, then turf quality increase. Otherwise, the turf quality will decrease. So the final turf quality will equals the turf quality from previous day plus the turf quality dynamic from the reference ET and plus the turf quality affected by soil available water. We first used data from Florida research, and that research conducted in Citrus City, which have pretty sandy soil, and weather data includes temperature, relative humidity, wind speed, rainfall, and reference ET, reference evapotranspiration. The turf is St. Augustine grass. The observation included is 2006 under three irrigation treatments controlled by different soil moisture sensor. One of simulation result is represented here. The x-axis is the date along the growing season. The first y-axis is the turf quality index from 1 is here, 6 is here. The second y-axis is the rainfall precipitation. We can see the blue bar is rainfall, the red bar is the irrigation, and the square dots here is the real turf quality observation. The line is predicted turf quality dynamically vary according to daily condition. And it's pretty good to fit the observation on this low quality observation. And in the second treatment, which have much more irrigation events during the whole season compared to last graph, and the observed turf quality is pretty high, almost all of them above 6, and our model still pick up that. The third is moderate irrigation between last two strategy, and the turf quality is above 6, between 6 and 4. Our model also fit that pretty well. And so, after we fit the model parameters, we simulated 50 years. We simulated turf quality in two cities in North Carolina. One is Raleigh, and another is Wilmington. We use 50 years weather data to do that, and we can see the average weather pattern is, this is maximum temperature, dark blue is Wilmington, light color is Raleigh, so maximum temperature is pretty similar, minimum temperature also pretty similar, so these two cities have pretty similar weather pattern. But we should notice Raleigh is Piedmont area, and Wilmington is coastal plain, which is coastal area, and have a lot of summer thunderstorm, summer hurricane, and summer rainfall, and the frequency is also more than Raleigh area. So when we see the rainfall pattern in this graph, during the winter time from January to April or after November, it's pretty similar between the two cities. But in summer, the rainfall pattern is Wilmington have much more than Raleigh. So it's very interesting that even we adopt the same root depth as 30 centimeters in these two cities, Raleigh will have 40 millimeters of soil available water, but Wilmington, which have very sandy soil, only hold 21 millimeters of soil available water, which is almost half of the Raleigh ones. And but Wilmington have more rainfall. Let's see what happened on our simulation. We applied either 5, 10, 15, or 20 millimeters per irrigation, but we also applied that once or twice or three times per 3 days per week. So here, this bar here and here and here is once per week. The dark blue bar is three times per week. So we can see the days of the good quality during the percent of days of good quality across the whole growing season. When we adopt the turf quality above 6 as acceptable, then we can see 10 millimeter with 3 irrigations per week give us the best result, while 15 millimeter or 20 millimeter did not give it better. And all once irrigation, it doesn't matter how much you irrigate, it will not give anything better than this one. The second one, if we adopt the 5 as acceptable value, then twice per week with 10 millimeter already give us the best result. So we have the almost 98% of days have turf quality above 5. And when we simulate Raleigh city with the irrigate amount of 10 millimeter, 20, 30, and 40 millimeter, we see that 10 millimeter with 3 irrigations per week already give us almost 80% of days have turf quality above 6, acceptable. So we also can irrigate twice, each with 20 millimeter, or we want to irrigate once, then 40 millimeter is also works. But furthermore, if we take 5 as acceptable turf quality, then 20 millimeter give us once per week give us the best of the result. So the summary is, once per week is definitely not enough for keeping acceptable turf quality on Wilmington because it's sandy soil if we adopt 6 as acceptable turf quality. Twice per week at 10 millimeter will keep turf quality above 6 nearly 60% of the time, and above is if we take 5 as acceptable turf quality, then 98% of the time it's good, then requires a total of 52 millimeter of water on the cold growing season. 3 times a week irrigation of 10 millimeter will maintain turf quality above 6 97% of time and requires 79 of centimeter of water. The irrigation more than 15 millimeter at a time will waste and give the low soil water given the low soil water capacity in Wilmington sandy soil. And once per week in 20 millimeter is enough to keep the turf quality above 5 more than 95% of time in Raleigh because it have higher capacity of soil available water and requires total of 59 centimeter of water on average. But twice per week on 20 millimeter or 3 times per week at 10 millimeter will keep the turf quality above 6 nearly 80% of time, and above 5 will be half 95% of time and requires a total of 118 centimeter of water or 89 centimeter of water respectively. if we irrigate is restricted to only once a week in Raleigh, then there's some gain in average turf quality up to, if we irrigate up to 40 millimeter per week per time. So the total 30 centimeter per week yields reasonable quality, and 20 millimeter a week keeps quality above 5 more than 95% of time. Thank you. This is the NOAA project.